The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
Oh, God. Here it comes. Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot. Hot.
Thanks, Randy. Thank you, Weapon of Pride. It's a nice morning, actually. It's really, it's kind of great. This summer's been, started off thinking it was going to be a mess. It's a pretty good one. Mm. It's not so bad. Got a little hot there for a while. Of course it did, but.
Thanks to the monsoons.
Whatever's going on, this is great. 100 degrees every day. This is very easy to get through. This is an easy summer. Now, we might have this linger on until November, which always stinks, but. As it stands right now, not so bad. Got an interesting email from a guy. This guy just kind of took my eye off the ball, but I love being able to read a computer screen again without remember how
squinting.
I don't know if you guys remember Nancy Kerrigan's mom in the 94 Olympics because she had some sort of eye problem. She had to watch with her face an inch and a half away from the screen. It was hilarious, but it was also kind of sad because all she could see was like images. She couldn't like see the specifics. But I always thought I felt like I was Nancy Kerrigan's mom every time I tried to read an email because I'd catch myself bumping into the screen. I was so close to it, my nose at least. But now I can see it. This one says, this is a good point, and I hadn't really thought of this. It says, I detest Alex Jones nearly as much as I loathe Donald Trump's character. Both are two of the bigger draws to attention to a fiscally conservative political stance and the worst representatives of great ideas we could ever imagine having. I like people buying Weird Al's Nirvana parody instead of actually the Nevermind album, just to let you know about me. That said, I think it's dangerous to set a precedent where we're silencing people like him through the deplatforming of him. The idiot will always define how laws need to go. That is a great sentence. The idiot will always define how far laws need to go. And that is exactly how our society works. The dumb people make it so the laws happen. Isn't that weird?
The less than 10%.
That is it. Brenton Hefner wrote that. I think that is, I don't know if that's yours, Brenton, but that is an incredibly poignant phrase. The idiot will always define how far laws need to extend in order to preserve freedoms. And he makes a point later in the email about, like, what did Alex Jones do wrong that's going to cost him, you know, $40 million?
And
I started to wonder that same thing as I read it. I'm like, look, I think he's an awful human being. He's a circus clown. He's an act. It's a show. But was he under oath at any time outside of the courtroom to say what he said was abhorrent and terrible and awful? When did it become illegal? Or I guess it's liable to a certain degree, but he wasn't bringing up any – he just caused pain to people. And that's not good, but.
And you're right. If it's. But as much as it's saying it was show, I think he believed it.
So what?
But honestly, and he could keep doing it,
right.
But then.
It's never been illegal to be wrong.
It's just
That Sandy Hook was actors. That Sandy Hook was fake.
That's his opinion.
And to me, I'm like, I've kind of passively paid attention to the Alex Jones thing where I think it's funny. I don't know if you've seen clips from the trial. John Oliver did a thing. I didn't know how bad it had gotten where the judge is like, I don't know. At one point, the judge says, I can't believe I have to say this again. This isn't your show. Please stop lying about every question. And I have to remind you, you can't lie anymore. And then the text messages that his lawyers accidentally sent to the other lawyers that he basically said, I know Sandy Hook was fake, but it's good for this, this, and this. And he said, I know it wasn't fake. I know it was real. And the other lawyers are like, you realize 12 days ago, your lawyers sent me your entire cell phone's contents, all of it, mistakenly. And when I told them about it, they didn't file a grievance to privatize that. And so here I am in court saying, I know you were lying. I have what you said by accident. But I started to wonder when I read Brenton's thing.
Well, like, I think the problem is, sure, you can say, oh, it's his opinion. He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But there is a broadcast responsibility.
No, there's not. It's the internet.
But what his when it comes down to it, the problem is it got to the point where, all right, now a lot of people are believing that.
So?
It just can – trouble can happen. Look what happens.
Sure,
in the
trouble
divide.
Can happen. So, oh, Brady, you're wrong every morning on the Brady Report. I'm wrong talking about it. So
we all are.
And I may believe it. Flat earthers are wrong.
We also
Klansmen are wrong.
We also say it too.
We do, but I mean, think about all the things that happen. That and again, it's defending freedom of speech.
Yeah.
If you don't defend the person, if you don't defend the speech of a person you disagree with, you're not for freedom of speech.
And
period. If you totally disagree with what he says and you want him stopped, you're not a freedom of speech fan. You're a freedom of your speech. So if you don't defend when someone is saying something you completely and utterly disagree with, you're not a fan of freedom of speech.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, I don't think there should be, fines or anything. It's not like he's saying words that aren't allowed. Did he mislead a lot of people for a while? That's what conspiracy theories are about.
You could say the same about religion, though, too.
Tasteless, sure.
I mean, you know.
I mean, there's a documentary. Scott makes a great point. Documentary that said 9/11 was an inside job.
There's many of those.
Right.
So does everybody have to pay?
After this ruling, they should.
Right, but they shouldn't. I mean, that's dangerous for us to. I disagree completely with Alex Jones. I actually like that he's been punished for it. But when you start looking at it from a standpoint of like, well, no, you know what? As a defender of freedoms, I have to say, being that wrong, that stupid, and that incredibly, compassionless means that I have to defend that. I have to say he has a right to do that, as gross as that is. The Klan is wrong.
Well, look, here's the other thing is, to add another conspiracy on top of that, Alex Jones, who's been saying all this stuff about conspiracies, be careful who you're messing with.
I mean,
because they just removed him from his credibility.
He's still doing a show. He was doing it during the trial.
Right, but as far as being – the wings have been clipped a little bit because now
his
I guess he could
still
– he could do the podcast if someone hires him. I don't know if he's going to have enough
He can do his show. He did it during the trial. It was an actual issue during the thing.
He was talking
about the judge of his own trial on his show. And they're like, you can't do that. He was calling out jury members during his show – while he was in a trial about it, which is because it's lawlessness. And Philip said that. He didn't just say libelous things, which is debatable. He actually tried to get people to harass the followers. And there is some.
But you have to understand what I'm saying is, he was doing a show now, but now you have a $45 million.
Right.
I don't know how that show is going to exist.
Dude was making $800,000 a day.
He could pay, he said in court on the first go around, as far as. Was he found guilty from the families, the distribution to the families.
Right.
That was a $3 million.
He could take that all day. More. That's 3 days
said,
of work.
He goes, we could pay two. He pleaded to the court. I have $2 million. That's the max.
Everybody does that.
Please, it's going to be between 2 and 5 million.
You're always going to do that.
Yeah. So and
no matter what you're asked to pay, you're going to say, I'm broke.
Right.
But then Amber Heard's doing the same thing. But yeah, I just look at it and I'm kind of like, yeah. And there is the aspect of the legality of whether or not he incited a riot and that kind of stuff. But that's tough to prove and say that at certain points, he knew what he was doing was wrong and it was causing trouble and harassing the victims. But don't you sue the people who are harassing you more than the guy who did it and then get him involved as well? I mean, I'm not saying.
And then the question is, like, to me, it's like, I don't, again, he can say what he wants, but it's like, why would you continue doing it if. You knew it wasn't true. Then what is the?
But that's the crazy
what is the
part.
Logic behind
if your
doing
lies,
that
like something? He made a ton. The problem was he made a ton of money off the lies. If the Klan started to pull, literally, Alex Jones was making $800,000 a day.
Wow.
That
I didn't realize it was that crazy.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's like documented money in. I don't know if it was all for him, but that was what was being generated. And that is, I can't even wrap my head around that. And he was making a ton. If the Klan started to do a podcast about all their beliefs and pulled in $1 million a day, we'd start saying, all right, they're making too much money off of hate, you know? And they'd try to stop it because what you're really stopping is there's an audience for it. And you don't want them to get that information wrong otherwise. Or tons of stuff is wrong. But it is kind of a weird thing. The more I kind of learn about it, and I don't know everything about this case at all. I've been, again, I'm here for the laughs. I find Alex Jones to be unfortunately hilarious. It's not something that I find like, God, he's funny and I love him. He is such a clown and a boob. And that's his game.
I think most people feel that way.
I do too, and I think he's an entertainment source. And then it was like, oh wait, it's no longer entertaining. It's now affecting real lives. So let's stop it. And it's like,
I think he has some knowledge about
there's certain things.
Stuff.
Like I've seen him talk about stuff that makes sense, and then he goes off the deep end with the same topic. So he'll start off okay, and then go, well, wait a minute, this is bananas.
He's not an idiot. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, right? Oh, absolutely. It's P.T. Barnum again. Yep. It's the but isn't it magic? Isn't it in
like
a way the same
Tom
as
Parker.
Magic? It's like if you took magic too seriously, you'd start wondering, like, about the dark arts, and then this guy's affecting
Chris
my
Angel
life, and now
and,
I'm
David Blaine. People are actually believing you're doing this,
right?
They should be fine. Then,
but again,
according to-
like he said, the idiots will define how far to extend the laws. I don't know. The more I look into it, I'm like, I'm not so sure. All of this is so incredibly, it's terrible. Don't get me wrong. All of it's just gross and terrible and unfortunate. And the fact that people believe it is weird to me. But I'm not stupid. I can listen to Alex Jones and go, wow, this guy is off the deep end. I have people who email me every day about the birds not being a real thing. And at first I thought this one dude was kidding, but he is on a crusade to tell me that birds aren't real. It's a thing. And I'm like, come to my house. Because when I scoop them up with a shovel after they smash into my windows, for some reason... my house, for anybody who believes birds aren't real, spend 5 minutes at my place because they love mashing into my house and dying. And these robots or whatever they are lay dead in my yard and I have to go pick them up before my dogs start scrapping over them. I believe birds
are
very real.
Until you change the reflection.
I wish you were effing right about the birds not being real because it is hard to pick up dead, broken-necked birds daily.
Let alone the fake smell that you have.
Right.
Even if
what's worse is... that fake bird my dog can't get enough of and occasionally brings me the head of or the tattered lower remains after Frankie, my little guy, just starts shredding one up. And he goes nuts on those fake birds. So I talked, and this guy is absolutely adamant about birds being fake. You're an idiot. And sometimes I'll sit and I'll start typing. I'm like, stop, John. Just hit the backspace button until this goes away and then hit cancel because what are you doing? You're being baited in. It's clickbait. And I don't know if the guy actually buys it or not, but why do I care? 2 + 2 = 5? No, it's not. I know better. I'm walking on. I'm moving forward.
Yeah, let him believe what he wants because the last thing you want to do is push him to the...
But how's it different? That phrase you just said, let him believe what he wants. How's it different when it's done... and the guy happens to make $1 billion off of it, and you're kind of like, well, now we have to stop him. Why?
Well, like I said earlier, why? What's the difference between that and, like, somebody's crazy religions?
100%.
I mean, Jim Jones and
Warren
Jeffs and all them.
Yeah. I mean, well, and then they go after that, too.
They do.
But, I mean, he was breaking laws.
What is the...
that we had said already with the whole kid thing, but they were trying
to... look how far that... long it took to bring that.
Because you don't touch religion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's crazy. Your freedom to have it.
They believe it's true, 100% true. We all sit here...
and they look at us like, well, they don't know different.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good point. Yeah, I don't know.
All that stuff. Motivational stuff. Mm-hmm. The guy that had the sweat lodge and...
Sure. I mean, people died because that guy's... That's just...
Yeah, that's the result. So,
well, that isn't the result of what he was saying. That's a result of that guy taking his beliefs so far that he actually put people in dangerous situations himself, killed them, and then, had to. I mean, he murdered people. That's totally different than a guy just going on the air and being so incredibly wrong all the time. And then somebody gets hurt by it. And you can be in trouble for saying, you caused this. But did you?
What is the. I didn't see, but what is the verdict? The the result, the judge saying on Alex Jones, this is the reason why we're...
That his constant, he just kept perpetuating this bull crap and this lie. And then the people at Sandy Hook were being affected by it because people who believed what he was saying started to bother them.
Yeah.
And so their lives were being disrupted by Alex Jones being, you know, the guy in the behind the podium screaming and yelling, you know, it's all fake. Tell the Sandy Hook parents it's not real. And then idiots did it. But he didn't. And I mean, I'm not defending him in a way. I'm kind of happy that. But I also have to sit back and think to myself, if I don't defend the people I completely disagree with, I'm not a fan of freedom of speech. And I am. In a big way. I don't have freedom of speech. People think that I do on the show. I don't. I am regulated in a big way, not only by the FCC, by advertising dollars. I mean, there's a ton of things I'd love to go off on. I'm like, hey, you better not.
You should hear it between the mics.
Oh, between the mics when we're talking as guys and just generally. It's never like, you know what it isn't, though? It's not hateful or awful. It's just opinionated to a point where it's like, we couldn't say that. Sometimes there's a product I want to make fun of, and we can't. Because a fourth one up in the commercials is that product. Sometimes you feel that way. But it's not for me to say that. And again, if they didn't pay, if this was, you know, that's why podcasting, that's why everybody's nervous when Joe Rogan left his podcast for Spotify's, is they're like, uh-oh, now you're kind of under that umbrella. Be careful.
And ran into it eventually.
He had 175 shows he decided not to have on the backlog because, well, this might get us, it affects the money. But that's the only – the more I look into the Alex Jones thing, as awful and terrible and gross as I think it is, the more I'm kind of like, this is only about making the cash, isn't it? Well, I saw that one guy served and defended. Is it up higher? Oh, so intimidation, harassment, death threats that were propagated by his broadcast is fine? Absolutely not. No. Not at all.
And that's what I'm saying. Not at all. Where did they find – I mean, obviously there's a
no, and
a
that's,
reason why
and,
they're
and,
saying, but there, okay, this, here's what you – you know, the
– this wasn't a criminal case. This was a civil suit, as far as I understand. This was a thing where people sued him for this, and this was not a
two different fines. There's the civil case, and then there was.
I don't know what it all is. Yeah. To be honest, I don't know that, but I'm just saying nothing about this. Don't again. We can't have conversations in this world without somebody going, okay, so you're making a point, so you obviously are 100% on his side. Absolutely not. What he did wasn't all right. I'm saying there's a fine line there to say that if I said something, yeah, I did that years ago when I said, look. And it was flippant when I was talking about, you know, the gas crunch of Janet Napolitano's time. And all I kept saying was, you guys keep acting like you're in control of this. You're not. The only thing a gas station fears is fire. And unless you're serious about that, nothing's going to change. They're going to manipulate the prices whether you're mad or not. And that was back when it was $4.50 a gallon because we had a broken pipeline in Tucson. And they said for the next year, that's never going to get fixed. And I'm like... this is garbage. All of us knew we were being bamboozled. But it was like, we're not going to get gas at Texaco on Monday and then Exxon on Tuesday. I'm like, they're all the same. None of them care that you're not going to get gas on Monday because you got to show up on Wednesday eventually. And when you're not getting gas at Exxon, right. Where are you going to go?
Because the point was, if you took a week off from just sitting in the gas station, it would dip enough where they got to drop their profits.
Guess what? Next week, their profits are going to double.
Yeah,
because we needed gas all last week, and we decided to skip out. So eventually,
but it would make sense if you could do it longer than that. You could,
and that's what I was saying. Yep. If you're not serious about fire or giving up your car, just live with it. It sucks. And they said that I was a terrorist, but I had a lawyer tell me you didn't do anything wrong. You were making a point. And he said, and Joe Arpaio went on TV. If anybody blows up a station, this guy's responsible. I'm like, no, I'm not. If they blow up a station, the person who took fire to a gas station is responsible, not the guy who just mentioned that it's a thing. And it's a slippery slope. But had I said, you guys all should follow along and do exactly as I say, I still am not sure I've done anything wrong outside of being an asshole.
And even had the Wicked Witch of the West come down with the broom. Fire, the one
yeah,
of the acts.
Yeah, yeah.
The
one, flying, of the, one of the jokes.
We did a little... role play.
Yeah. A little fire Exxon. And I had the Wicked Witch running around with her broom.
And that was the thing that they said.
And they'd use that on the news. And I'm like, this isn't anything. I was proving a point. I was actually on the side of the gas companies.
Yeah.
I told people to put poop on the handles and make it so they just had to do a little extra work. Go nuclear war. Just put poop all over stuff and make it so nobody wants to use the gas pumps at that particular place. If anybody puts poop on those handles, you're responsible. I'm like, no, I'm not. If somebody dumb enough does that, then they're responsible.
Unfortunately, poop is already on those handles.
Yeah, most of the time, our own pieces.
You swipe them.
Yeah, I'm not defending Alex Jones and what he said. I think it's awful, but I am.
Yeah, it's head scratching to me why
he's right to do it as well.
Right, I'm asking the question. When do we minority report this? When do you start going? Okay, this guy
is the one that gets fined.
Right, this guy is an idiot, and he had a show for idiots, and idiots decided to take the next step. Isn't it the idiots? I mean, he's the ringleader of idiots, but does that make him responsible for the action of idiots? It's kind of an
like you were saying. Thing. Like, was that guy bringing up the same similar thing to the Capitol riots and Trump?
Well, that's the thing about Trump's deal is like you have to prove that he was the cause of it, and that the actions of those other people were because he demanded it. But again,
but just because he says that,
right.
Just like Alex Jones, because at one particular time I've heard plenty of people like, he went too far. I don't disagree.
Code red of A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Jessup didn't do it, but he, under the penalty of being court-martialed, he demanded a code red, which was, you know, it's like, so he didn't do it, but he made these people do that. That's different because he had a threat on him. Alex Jones had no threat. And this guy, Michelle makes a good point. This is the Charles Manson prosecution, the freedom of speech, but not freedom of consequences from it. Yes, true. Manson never murdered anybody. He wasn't even there when people got killed, but his followers did it. And Alex got his followers to harass the families. I think he's responsible for them doing it, but them doing it makes them responsible for that action. You know, that's where I'm kind of confused by.
Because even the Manson
where's that line go? The Manson thing is, you know, he didn't kill anybody,
he didn't do anything.
I'm glad Charles Manson's in jail.
Do I think he needs to
you
be
meet
in
Charles
there?
Manson? Yeah. Everybody who looks at him is like, we gotta just pin something on this dude. So maybe even he might be a bad example because I don't think there's anybody
guilty. Just look at him. Guilty.
He's guilty of what? Doesn't matter.
Let's put murder on him. I don't think anybody's going to argue that.
And I think that's how they felt about Alex Jones.
Kind of right. I'm just asking the question. I'm like, sure. Am I for the punishment? Sorta. In a way, I'm kind of like, good. I'm glad he got his. You shouldn't do that. Mainly because you just should know better. You shouldn't.
You're better than that.
No, he's not, but you shouldn't do it. We're better than that. He's not. It doesn't mean he has to be a better person. It's just you shouldn't do that. But then where does that line get drawn? You know, where do you start going, okay, no, you shouldn't do that. I'm like, wait a minute, we were just joking. Oh, no. That's it. No, somebody took you seriously. And I'm like, so if I tell a joke that's goofy, and some moron out there, lunatic, goes, oh, I misinterpret that as a command. And I go, you know, shoot, John Hinckley shoots Reagan. And it's like, I got a message from, you know, the radio, which has happened in the past. The radio told me to do it. I was like, what did the guy say? It's like, no, he didn't know. You're lunatic. When the radio tells you to do stuff and you do it and you know it's illegal, you're the criminal. So, you know, I just think of it from a different way because it's kind of when I was reading that, I was like, God, this guy's kind of onto something here because, yes, I agree with this one, but then where does it trickle down? When does it start getting to the point where it's like, well, Brady said this thing about, you know, everybody should jump off a bridge. And then people did it. You're like, I was just kidding. You know, I don't know. But Alex Jones it's hard because it's such a C word.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that's a huge
past.
Part.
It just, he's constantly putting things out there that some are, you know, some are entertaining, some are, he digs deep.
Yeah, you have a right to be incredibly wrong and incredibly stupid in this country, and that's kind of what makes it great. It's just the acting on what a stupid person says is dangerous. And we got too many of those. And again, I think it's what that guy said, the idiots will determine the extent of laws. I love that. That's a great phrase. Anyway, thanks for that email. Throwing me off. But again, anybody wants to come to my house about the birds aren't real thing, that conspiracy, you're all wrong. Anybody acting on it or wasting time in a public setting should be thrown in jail if it's a perfect world. But they have a right to be that dumb.
They're going to run into those windows no matter what because the earth is flat.
What is, exactly. And then those people are flat earthers. You're wrong. You're stupid. You're just dumb. But can it harm people? I don't know. But if it does, should they be responsible? Or is the guy who did something because flat earthers told him to Like, if a dude tried to go prove that it's a flat earth and built some contraption that shot him into space and he died doing it because some host said, yeah, you got to do this and this to find out if it's, and he does it and dies. Is the guy who told him to do it responsible?
No,
not really.
Well, prepare for some action this week because we've got a super moon coming tomorrow night,
oh, yeah.
I think.
And if you want to see it, you should build a contraption, a ladder of all of your trash and stuff. Just hammer it together and build it and try to get to the moon. I think every person out there listening, there's gold on that there moon, and you should build a ladder to it, starting today, out of anything you can find. Now, am I responsible if somebody starts stealing ladders from people's backyards and build a ladder to the moon? Or is that the dumbest person in the world who believed me for half a second? That's where I'm kind of, the grip is loose for me.
They should go back and get the first guy to start the Tide Pod Challenge. Then.
Right. That kind of crap.
Any
is
of those
TikTok
challenges.
Responsible for giving us a platform for that? There's a perfect example of how much stupid goes on in the world and how much stupid is done by the... And again, that one, and it is kind of that great documentary about that girl that told that kid to kill himself over and over and over. She's in jail for murder. And as you watch it, you're like, I agree that she's horrible and should be punished for something, but I'm not sure that's murder. I'm not sure
what it comes down to.
He had to do it, right? Manipulation, yes.
But that goes to the Manson thing. Right back to that.
That's why.
And there's the danger. But again, Manson to me is a bad.
Oh, I agree.
Because if he was in the room, I'm like, we need to pin a crime on this. Like, put him on. I don't think anybody would disagree if you said Manson killed Nicole Simpson. But we know exactly where he was. He was in a cell. Let's pin it on him, please, and just add time to this sentence. Nobody's going to be. Yeah, and we need to keep Manson really far. Just give him anything. If we got a few unsolved kid crimes, throw him on Manson.
Interesting to see how that trial would go today.
Manson? Yeah. It would be interesting. But, yeah, that whole situation is just such a – that is such a one-off in society. It's like you can't compare it to anything else. It's so insane. Was Jim Jones responsible for the death of all those people? Yes, because he poisoned the Kool-Aid. But they wanted to die, too.
They drank it.
And the Hale Bop guys and the ones who, like, knew were going to –
yeah.
Put on the Nikes and go to sleep for the last time. They did that themselves. No one's responsible except for you drinking.
Heaven's
they drank
gate.
The Kool-Aid not knowing. That's the difference in Jonestown. Maybe.
Oh, I thought they knew.
No. Okay. Some of them did. Some of them didn't. Some were aware of like the fact that they had to do it.
The ones that had to orchestrate the rooms. They were the last ones.
There were plenty who knew. And plenty who drank it knowing. Because it was the end of the world, and this was all coming down. Was, you know, but
they're coming to get us.
You drank it.
Someone wrote, Alex Jones named specific people and their kids and called them crisis actors. I believe the legal problems begin when you name people.
That's liable. That's absolute fact. That's liable. But liable is a thing that you can knock down. I don't know where the – I guess that's the thing that OJ was responsible for Nicole and Ron's death in the civil suit. You may not have killed them, but you were responsible for their death. That's a civil thing. In a court of law, that's not going to hold up. But again, I don't know. It is kind of a strange thing. And I'm like, don't argue with me because you can sway me both directions. I'm middling on this one. I hate Alex Jones. I think he's a nutball. He's funny. Like, I'm there for the entertainment. I find him to be so absurd that it can't be real. It's like The Onion. The Onion says things that are insanely crazy. But it's done under the – I think it's because he said, no, I'm a news source. That he wasn't like, look, this is for jokes, folks. I'm crazy.
Well, it was a couple years ago, but when Rogan had him on, one of the few that I've listened to was Alex Jones, and they basically were having him on. And they were fact-checking him on all over the board, checking whatever topics, looking at this stuff, and – he had two or three guys looking up stuff, and he'd say, and some of them were like, wow,
yeah,
this did.
Now, I listened to the Rogan thing with him, and the key to being a good grifter is to tell the truth three quarters of the time.
Correct. And that's the other point that Joe, you know, would bring up. He's like, your problem is you go off
right.
the...
Well, that's what a grifter does. A grifter's like, wow, he pans out two or three times in a row and earns your trust and then takes you. That's what grifters are built
it's
on.
It's a reading.
But that's from what, I guess maybe
fortune
that's,
teller.
That's because my brain is in tune with the idea of grifting because I it's so simple. Like you'd be, everybody can get fooled. The smartest person in the world can get grifted.
Yep.
But you can, if you're aware of it, if you're not, you're kind of a dope and you're susceptible to that kind of stuff. That's what we're all like. How come that lady sent $2 million to this guy she's never met? Why did the flag lady at the Diamondbacks game send $100,000?
How could she fall
for this? Cash packages in books because the guy said, and how do you fall for that? And we think she's an idiot. That dude is responsible for, you know, asking because the money, he got it. He benefited from it. But if you didn't, and he's just saying, send this money to this person or this one, it'd be like, why are you telling her to do that? But more importantly, why is she doing it? You know, if you can puppeteer another person and you're willing to do it, it's dangerous, but it's a little bit on the puppet.
How many people have sent money to that prince in Africa that has that giant account? And, you know, most of the time they're catching it, but they, when you hear the number, the staggering amount of money sent every year from these scams.
Yeah. Oh, that Nigerian prince thing was in everybody's email because it was a success.
Oh, and I've won the lottery over in some other country a million times, too.
I've been curious about it. I've thought maybe it's real. Like, even my brain's like, what if that's all your brain has to do is just go, what if it is real? What if you're the one? Like, all the others are scams, and you're going to pass it up but this is the real one. And then you're like, stop it.
I'm getting crushed now. This man can't get rid of it, but it's Camp Lejeune settlements because
I got a few of those. Yeah. I'm profiting heavily.
I know.
Yeah, I've lied.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
I'm doing it. Screw it. This guy says, Aaron says, we can all agree, John, it's on the people that listen to Alex Jones because they're stupid. I agree. It's the people that listen to Alex Jones and believe it are dumb. I think listening to him for the laughs is like shake your head. And it really makes you realize who's out there with you. If that show can pull in a million a day, you're sitting wondering like, holy smokes, what am I surrounded by? What is society actually like? Like, who's in on this? And trust me, you can go in the past of this show. I guarantee you there's a few times where I heard Alex Jones say something. When he first popped up and taught me about the Bilderberg group,
I was
all in. I'm like, well, this is fascinating, and it's real. What they're doing may not be what he was saying, but it's a thing.
It's like, how do you filter that? What is...
He's crazy.
What is real?
But
what
again,
is...
3/4 of the time, it's dead on, dead accurate. So you're like, no, he was right about that. And then when he's not, you're like, well, wait a minute. You got to parse it out. I agree. We can all agree that people that believe Alex Jones are stupid. Same as people who believe birds aren't real, have never been to my house to see a broken-necked bird get pulled in half by a small terrier named Frank. And I don't see robot parts or any sort of I don't see any bionics or anything to go back to yesterday. I'm seeing dead bird guts on my dog's chin, feet, and nose. And then I got to go find half a bird out in the backyard, which because otherwise Megan will start sobbing loudly and running in place until I find the bird. It's the worst. Like, the dumbest person in the world on that is what Megan turns into when she realizes there's half a bird somewhere in the kingdom and I have to find it. Like, she won't go in and just relax. She stands and... Did you find it? I'm like, will you go inside? You're creating so much tension.
But I have to, if you don't, he was over by this.
And I'm like, all right. And then I find the feet and guts all still attached. It's weird. What Frank does to these birds is weird. Like, he's got parts he doesn't like. Those get spit out. It is so, and it's all in one chunk. He'll take the legs and pull, and a bunch of guts come out. So he steps on their bodies and pulls their leg. Like, this is the gross part.
Get it out.
And then on the head. He loves that head. Boy, he likes that
crunch.
That crunch and the look of joy on his face. And he is 20 pounds of, like, happy. He's just sitting there. He looks like the abominable snowman. His hair is horrible. He's just staring at it. I'm like, oh, he's got one. I can't say a thing. Or then that lunatic over there will start running in place for 25 minutes until I find that gizzard pile. You know what I should do? Is tell this dude who thinks birds aren't real to start emailing Megan. Maybe she'll be convinced by the end that birds are fake and I can start cleaning these things up in peace.
She can relax.
Oh.
We had thunder hit twice.
Oh, my house,
in the last couple
I've
weeks,
said it before.
And
I'll
I went
it
out back and I didn't.
You'll find it. Or your dog's
I looked
got
pretty
good.
I mean, right when it happened, I'm one of them. I'm like, okay, this one maybe came to after.
My house is the Bird Marriott of 9/11. You just hear thump after thump of whatever suicidal. I am that Japanese suicide forest for birds. It's daily, 3-4 a day.
Have you done anything to the window?
I put screens up. They seem to like that even more. Oh, good. Now I don't have to see my reflection when I'm taking my own life. They fly into everything. Every window in my house has that strange bird-shaped imprint, the dust or whatever they leave. That, you know, you can see the wings. You can see their head sideways.
Yes.
Every window in my house has it. Every one of them. I don't
the
know.
The bird oil.
Yeah,
we have
what
two on
that?
Ours.
it's just
whatever is on their feathers.
Yeah. I was in somebody's office the other day, and I looked, and I saw that a bird had killed itself on the window. And I'm like, oh, you got one, huh? She goes, oh, I was in the office when it happened. It's like, this horrible thud. I'm like, they're terrible. They're killing themselves at an amazing rate.
That happens up front there, too, those big-ass windows.
Oh.
Victoria's always like, hey, there's a bird out there. I'm like, go get it. What do you need to do?
Hang one of your Barry Wood flags over that window, you know, in front of it.
Flags?
Yeah.
Paintings? Those aren't going
out.
Not
the paintings.
I don't have a flag.
Oh, I thought we had a flag.
If you'd like to hang a Barry Wood flag, Brady's evidently selling those. But the birds are real, very real. And I want that dude who says that to come over to my house and see it. But then I'd have to have that crazy dude over at my house. And that is the last thing I want, is this dude anywhere near me. Birds aren't real, guy. I might have lunch with you at an undisclosed location far, far away from my house, so you can't even follow me back, just to hear you out. I love lunatics, but I know better. And I don't think enough people know better. That's the problem. This guy says, Alex Jones deserves to pay. If Beth used her morning show platform to say John Holmberg eats babies and repeated it on a daily basis, and some of her crazy audience started to show up at your house to harass you, you'd probably feel different. There's no question. And again,
oh, those old biddies ain't going to do nothing.
Again, when I say what I say, I don't feel either way. I'm wondering. I'm asking questions. Nobody, please enjoy nuance in your life. When someone says something, it doesn't mean they're getting into a foxhole with that opinion. I didn't say I wouldn't feel differently. I didn't say that those people didn't have a right to feel that way. He's wrong, 100%. It is reckless. And it is irresponsible and everything else. But where does that – all I'm asking is, where does that line go when somebody is being harassed and harangued and whatever, and then they're like, well, this is it. And you're not naming by name. You're just making a terribly wrong statement that is affecting other people.
Yeah. So maybe they're you know, obviously there is a leeway to an extent that he can say what he wants to say.
Sure.
But when you start bringing in
– and again – is Beth
people's
wrong?
Names and places.
In that situation this guy presents, is Beth wrong or are the people doing the action against me wrong?
Well, and technically, isn't it a little bit different because of celebrity liability when you get into that court?
Let's say I was, you know, I was a
public figure.
If I'm a construction worker and she's doing it, and she's like, I hate this person. This is his name. This is where he lives. It's dangerous.
You can get in trouble quick.
The FCC can get you. You did it on the internet. Yeah. I'm not so sure. We had look. There's some weird stuff that happened here for U-Fest where I think we can talk about it now.
Probably, yeah.
A dude was threatening to kill us, members of a band, and like videos were being sent to this dude in a band saying, "I'm going to kill you on stage at your little show the date of this and that," and we couldn't do a thing about it. And I was shocked. I'm like, these are death threats, right? And he's like, yeah, but until he does something wrong. I'm like, isn't that something wrong? He's like, no, these are just words. And and I'm like, well, they're direct threats to people. I'm like, yes. And until that person says, this guy I want to restrain him, that's it. Unless he names you by name, we can look at him and say he's a viable threat. And that's what happened. They kept an eye on the guy.
We're going to step it up.
During the show.
Yep.
Because they're like, if he's going to do it, he's... at the very least, let us know about it. And I'm like, shouldn't he be in jail for like forever? Like, I can't do a thing about it. We're talking FBI. We're like full on police, everything. And I was shocked. But again, he hadn't done anything yet.
Right.
And the dude that he was doing it to wasn't really that. He's like, I got all sorts of stuff with this guy. And we're like, can you please put like some sort of restraining? And he finally put papers on him to where if you've ever done a restraining order on somebody or you had it, because I had to do it with that stalker, you find out that restraining order is just a piece of paper until they come back. They don't go to jail because they've been bothering you. They go to jail when they start to do it again. And the restraining order usually pisses people off to the point where they come rolling back into your world and then you're like, now I can call the cops. It is because they haven't technically done what they said they're going to do. You just got to keep an eye on them. It's weird. So, you know, semantics. And I agree. Look, Fab 72, I totally agree with you that, you know, if somebody started to do that to me, I would be like, we got to put a stop to this whole entire thing. I think they needed to stop Alex Jones. I'm a fan of it. I'm just wondering where the line's drawn. And I want, and you know, it's not clear, and I don't know that it ever could be.
Did Alex Jones, you know, at one particular time have enough warning time? Like, you, the further you keep going on
right.
this,
and there's that more too. Trouble. And they told him knock it off a billion times, but he got more attention for that.
Yep.
And that's essentially where his world lived.
Well, he's insane. I'm going to tell hit glass.
Yeah, he's hit glass like those birds at my house. And I've gotten all the suggestions in the world about the bird thing. Put a CD off of the edge of your house. I'm like, it's not a trailer. I'm not going to start hanging CDs.
Looks good.
I'm just not doing that. Well, I just have to clean up birds. Well, if you want birds, you put decal flowers all over your windows. I'm like, no, I'm not a 100-year-old crazy old lady.
John, it must be those Pella windows that Gamma Ding Dong keeps pushing on you.
That's right. The birds love them so much. These Pella windows, they're unbelievable. So clear, a bird can't tell it's not thin air. But they won't penetrate and they won't break.
He just hangs his golden gloves up there and they fly away.
That might be it. And sometimes, Brady, it's just the magnetic gravitational pull of Gamba Ding Dong that draws birds from the sky into my realm. Sometimes I'm just sitting there watching TV and a bird will knock on the door and say, can we be friends? I want to cross species. And they knock. They do. They're knockers. Hello? Oh, it's another bird that wants me to be their bird king.
If his super hot wife's in front of the window, they just go flying into it like
crazy. And half the time, I'm like, all the birds that hit Holmberg's house, they're just bird-shaped. You see the erection when they hit my house. So when they smash in the window, you can see the erection on the Pella window from seeing me and my hot wife TikTok dancing. Now, why isn't TikTok responsible for kids playing Frogger in the freeway?
Well, there a guy brought that up on email. There's a guy, Andrew Tate. He's from Britain, former kickboxer. That people are calling to be banned from TikTok because he promotes some sort of rape culture. Like,
Jesus,
he has certain misogynistic opinions about women.
Right.
And he splatters them all over TikTok.
No kidding.
So I think he's been banned from Twitter, but they're trying to say TikTok should do the same thing. They should have a standards kind of thing for him.
But he's not raping anybody. He's just talking about it.
He's just,
He's and unfortunately, that's not illegal.
Yeah, he's promoting a certain opinion, obviously.
Right.
I agree with you. He's a horrible asshole.
Right.
But
that's not illegal.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of his advice.
Maybe he's got a couple.
Yeah, let me listen to you first.
Maybe three. Yeah, before we jump in.
Take everything with a grain of salt, but maybe the guy's got a couple of decent points.
You never know.
Parse out the information. You know, like Frank does the birds. Pull the legs and guts out. You don't like those. Spit that part out. But there's plenty of good meat on that bone. Oh, you got to see. I'll take a picture next time. Of the little feet that are still attached to innards. I don't know how he does it. He's got a system where the inside gets...
It doesn't take much. Those birds are so...
Yeah, but you know when you take a fish...
He's a surgeon.
You take a fish jaw and you pull down and all the insides come out with it?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing with the feet of birds. And I find so many half a feet... it's... And the shovel... If I go out, like I feel bad the other day that a big pigeon... Go. I'm like, just 9/11. Go outside and I go to scoop him and his neck's still like loose and his body's twitching and I'm like, I caught him, I got him warm and I don't know what to do.
Then he just look at him, ain't there medication for this?
I had to shoot him again. I shot him six times in the chest. But it's just gross. Yeah. So birds aren't real, guy, conspiracy people, you're all nuts. There's like a certain nuttiness to it that's entertainment. The birds are real. Trust me. Go to my house. Pick a few up. Ask my dog, Frank. Are birds real? He's like, oh, baby. Oh, are they real? Real good.
Don't really go to John's house.
Real tasty. The other dogs look at him like, ew. He just turns into a murderer. It's that foot on their... I don't think Megan's ever seen that. Foot on the body and just a full pull from the middle.
Don't let her see it.
Spits that out and then just goes to town on the carcass.
John, am I in the upside down? So you're saying the cops can't do anything because it's just words, yet people every day the past couple of years have been losing jobs over just words.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
That's an entirely different
argument. But it's
it's a little bit different argument
because you're talking about a promotion. You're
talking about crimes versus jobs. That's where you're like, when is it a crime and when is it just like your boss doesn't want you to say that because you represent us.
You have no right to a job.
That goes back to what that dude said about consequences to your freedoms. Yeah. Like you have the freedom to say it, but there's consequences that come with it. That is very true. However, you know, that was eye opening when that dude was threatening lives here, and we were all kind of like, okay, I don't see much on this. Like, it doesn't seem like it seems idle. Like these threats are idle. I'm watching this thing on HBO, The Anarchists, and it's about. It's a little long. But it's a documentary about these people who kind of just go down to Acapulco every year.
It became a huge thing.
It is an anarchy kind of thing. And anarchy isn't chaos. It is basically a dismissal of centralized thought and government and everything.
They all bought into crypto.
And then that got into the thing where they all started to make money. So it started a class system without them trying, because some did really well and some didn't. So now you've got power struggles and all this. But the bottom line is there's this one dude named Paul who makes a billion threats. That he's going to actually kill people by name. And they're like, we didn't know what to do. You know, they didn't want the authorities involved because some of them were up to no good. But at the same time, you're like, well, he's making direct death threats. I think that's illegal. And like, it's really not. Not until he starts to like show up doing stuff. And he would show up at these things. And he's like, the guy that he said he was going to kill is standing right in front of him. You're like, is this it? Is this when we start to worry?
Okay, boys.
Yep.
Birds are not real.
Damn it,
the
here
earth
we go.
Is flat. Brady has a lush, full head of hair. John is a fully healthy human being.
Totally.
We get it.
It's all very true. He's talking about my cancer, isn't he? My lump, you bastard.
John, I know one thing, and you probably are thinking the same way, but if my kid gets shot up in a school and a dude, any dude, you or otherwise, goes on the radio, calls me out personally and my family, I'm taking care of them Brett's way. Find him in Lake Powell.
Yeah.
I'm pretty dark, but you don't harass parents that had their kids shot up in an elementary school.
I'm
going straight mob style, no questions asked.
And that is that's another thought that makes me think maybe this had to be a public spectacle of punishment so that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, so somebody.
I agree with that.
That there's like a parent going, I'm going to kill him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing. I don't think you could pull me back if somebody started to pull that and I was directly. Right. And I'm not mad at the people harassing me. I'm going directly to the source, and I am probably not going to come out of that. The guy not going to jail.
John, I think you said it already, but the line is where the jury decides.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not like I'm going to sue you, I mean, over telling me how good Porkopolis was because I got a case, man.
It was good. It's just mismanaged. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you, man. I get it, but it's a strange world. Those things are really interesting. But I'm one that's kind of like, all right, Alex Jones having to pay doesn't bother me too much. But again, if he didn't have any money, would anybody have gone after him, or you go after the harassers?
Exactly.
But he's making $800,000 a day, and that comes out in court. You're like, okay, holy crap. I think I'd start saying crazy stuff if it meant $1 million a day. I don't know that I'd bring up threatening people, but Jesus, I think I'd. That's a fuel for that fire. If I said something insane and somebody goes, that was great, and I'm like, it was kind of insane. Here's $1 million, another million tomorrow if you keep it up. I'm like, I'm going to keep saying insane stuff that seems to pay.
Three quarters of what he said was false. I don't know, man.
True.
I've been looking into the gay frogs. He's got something.
That
there.
Was where I'm like, how is anybody taking this guy seriously? They're making frogs gay. Look, if the frogs are gay, they're going to turn your kids gay. I'm like, how is this even tied close? They're amphibians.
We're turning into.
Look, we're doing it. We're lizard people. They have both genitals. They lay eggs and fertilize them themselves. And that's what they want your kids to be. Genderless, neutral beings like the frog. I'm like, what is going on? And how is anybody still doing this? But for $1 million a day, guess what? Frogs are gay. I'm going for it. If I'm getting $1 million a day, I'm going to start saying that kind of stuff too. And then the power that comes from that and the drunken craziness that you're going to be like, oh my God, the crazier I get, the more comes in. You're eventually going to crash.
Skynet is real.
Maybe. I don't know.
And he's He's like,
it's very real, Brady. You know, I got nothing to lose.
We're going to get rid of the human race with this new design.
Boy. Oh, here we go. We'll see. If it all pans out that dude had it figured out in like 50 years, I'm like, oh, my God. Well, what are you going to do? And I got an email from somebody that said, you know, oh, God, Jesus said some crazy stuff and paid the price. I'm not a believer, but I'm not throwing Alex in that category quite yet. I don't think this was a crucifixion of a righteous being. Anyway, I'm Christ, Lord Almighty, Jesus Jones. Jesus Jones. Remember that one? Right here, right now. There is no other frog I'd rather be gay with. It's nuts. The world has gone crazy. Somebody says, I got a question about the U-Fest psycho guy. They're keeping an eye on him, but my question is, when would they actually step in? That was the key. If he wasn't, at a certain point, we had to put papers on that dude to say, you're not allowed over here. I don't know all the details. We were kind of pushed away from it saying no direct threats. I didn't know what his beef was, but I just was surprised that we couldn't at the very least go get him for a little bit. But they kind of did.
They're there if he decided to come in and he's got a weapon. Then they can take him.
They basically did the thing that said you're not allowed anywhere near this facility. It was a protective order. And then if he left, they kept an eye on him that day. And I guess the day before, they're like, oh, they're going to go grab you for a second and give you some stuff to do around the freeway.
And there was tons of undercovers at that show, too.
That show was, it was as many undercovers as audience members. I met a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're here for you. And I'm like, oh, what's going?
When I was the whole thing, Fitz and I had to interview that band, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay.
We're in the crossfire. I know. You don't mind if I stand 150 feet from you during the interview. Yeah, so. Yeah, that was that was weird. Some weird stuff goes on. Well, that lady that was stalking me, and she showed up at that event, and I'm like, oh. And then she shows up here and says she's got shapeshifters and the devil is in the car and all this. I'm like, oh, you're nuts. And then she started to show up, and we put the order on her. We had to wait for her to come back, and she did, with a suitcase full of rocks, and chucked them at the building for the poor weekend overnight guy, thinking that I was inside the building still. And that poor dude had to.
This building or the old one?
The old one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't you. It was some weekend guy. And normally people throw rocks at that building at night. I mean, it was Guadalupe. There's something to throw rocks at.
Gunfire rocks, whatever.
And by rocks, I mean crack. Like they were throwing drugs, like little meth rocks. No, but she had a bag of boulders and was there to pick me up because her shapeshifter friend told her now is the time.
Hmm. I still think you should have gone on a trip with her.
The worst part was. Initially, when she showed up at the building, everybody thought she was hot, and we all wanted to meet her.
We all
saw
her.
Yeah, she was cute.
We did. We talked to her.
Pretty. And then Brady and Chuck Artigue, there's a beautiful young lady in the lobby that is a big fan, wants to meet you when the show's over. I'm like, oh, no kidding. Ooh, good-looking girl. I'm like, all right. So Brady and I go traipsing down at 10:02. We ended right on time. How you doing?
Hi. I'm here for you.
I'm like, I am here for you. And we sit her down in the office, and then we're chatting.
We got some questions.
We have a couple of joke questions, like, we're just goofing. And the next thing you know, she's like,
the shapeshifter told me that Satan is real, and there's one real you and one fake you. Which are you?
I'm like, ha, 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 what? Wait a minute, huh? What did Looney Tunes just say?
I'm like, John, you got to go.
And Brady's like, you're going to nail this, bitch. Because that's off the air. Brady is a different guy.
I mean, go anal, man. This is you got to hit that and hit it hard. Let me smell your fingers.
What's your problem?
Stop, real Brady. But yeah, so we talked to her for a little bit, and I think both of us looked at each other, and we got to get this crazy person out of here.
Yeah.
And she starts crying. Which are you? Are you the shapeshifter, or are you the real one? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm Gozer.
Nice to meet you. It's lunch.
We got to go. And then she started to show up at events, and I'm like, and start the same conversation. I'm like, that's it. Cops came, filed the papers. There were pictures of her all over. If she's anywhere near the building, call the cops. There she showed up with a bag of boulders, chucking them at the building.
I know he's in there.
I was at home. I get a call. That beautiful girl's back. You should go down and talk to him. I know, Chuck, you don't understand. She's throwing rocks at the building. I think she's fighting for you. You fight for her. Okay. Thanks, Neil Simon.
Happy endings. That's another one. Huh? With the comedian.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That was
which comedian was that? Oh, that's right. Right. No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is either. I think that's, yeah, I think it's still pending. That's still pending. That's right. I forgot. There was a Looney Tune we had to keep our eyes on that one, too. Nuts. They're everywhere. But I don't know. You know, do you blame the dog for the Son of Sam? Probably not. It's a psychological problem. What do you got on the
big board?
I guess the dog did it. What took you so long?
All right, our boys over there at Action Ride Shop bringing you guys a wake-up song. Continuing on with e-bike month this month, and 10% off all mountain e-bikes, $25 off rentals. And if you were just on the commuter, you don't want to hit the mountain, no problem. They got 15% off commuter e-bikes right now. Plus, everything else you're going to need to get that bike riding going. Check it out. ActionRideShop.com is where you're going to go. And on the list, it goes everything from Alex Jones-type songs to Ma, whatever the hell, that Vopal or whatever.
Ma Vopal.
Yeah, so, of course, we got Change from John Waite on there, Balls at a Wall, King Missile Detachable Penis, Becoming the Bull from Atreyu.
It's the other way around. It's Abandoning the Bull.
Capital Decapitation, or Cattle Decapitation, Forced Gender Reassignment.
Thank you, Marcus.
You know, and that's the other, I hate to harp on this, but remember when Judas Priest and Ozzy and all those
Somebody
songs?
Just brought that up.
And they were were not held responsible for that.
I think, and that, to me, and I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or otherwise, but my opinion on that is that that's not a personal thing. That's right. Somebody interpreting something.
That's Suicide Solution. That was a song, right? That was that Ozzy?
That was well, there was that one, and then the Judas Priest had a song.
Yeah, we can't remember the name. What was it? Suicide Solution was Ozzy's that he got in trouble for, and then Judas Priest was in court.
Yep,
because a kid tried to kill himself.
And
Snyder
was in court as well.
Yeah, remember he blew his whole half of face off, and he's like, "I didn't make it, and they caused this." And I mean, that's, I guess we've dealt with it forever. So it all seems new again with Alex Jones, but it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, it was better you, better by you, better than me.
That was the Judas Priest song. That's right. Deep cuts. All right, I don't care.
Then got Gwar, Love Surgery.
You know, if it wasn't Gwar, I would almost demand we play that, but I have a feeling I know what that's going to sound like.
Ministry, New World Order, Monkey Business, Freedom from Rage, and Justice for All, Metallica, Miracle Man, Ozzy.
Oh, the new Disturbed.
Miracle Man. I like Miracle Man. That's a good one right there.
It's a great song.
Miracle Man. And the new one from Disturbed? Or did they cover Pink Floyd? Oh, it's new. Okay, thank God. I just saw Hey You, and I'm like, oh, no.
Hey You!
They didn't do Comfortably Numb, did they? And call it Hey You. Hey, brother! Oh, God, he's going to start singing.
From the east and from the west, listen to the sound of silence.
You're missing the point of the song, Dave.
I still don't get that song.
I don't either. It
sounds.
Oh, Trip was doing backflips.
Really?
It's the greatest single I've ever. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm fairly emotional. I love that song. And I'm like, and I was surprised. I'm like, that's the dumbest song I've ever heard. I no longer can be your friend. He took me to court. He said that I lied too much on the air about how dumb that song is.
The morning you did a rendition like a Dracula.
Yeah.
It just
is the sound of silence. That's what he did.
It is.
And then it's got Christmas song sounds.
And every time I hear it.
Like the original is fine. On the streets that I have known.
And I'm picturing the count from Sesame Street on the video.
On the streets of Cobblestone.
Peter Steele could have sang that song.
It would have been better. I didn't get the dream of it, but yeah, Trip was. I told him, like, God, that Sound of Silence song is just.
It was. It
hit horrible.
It hit
and he's like,
people,
oh, just, what do you mean? Horrible. Where are the men in this world? I'm like, what happened to Trip? He likes Sound of Silence too much.
He's wearing capes for a while with high collars.
Yeah, he shaved his head. I am Draymond. No, you're not Spartacus. What's going on?
Call me the Count.
I am. We'll be in my office listening to Sound of Silence on a loop. He likes it. Don't say. And then another time that he got emotional with me was Greta Van Fleet when I said that they sucked. That was like kicking him in the nuts. It's almost kind of funny. But he likes Sound of Silence too much. It's the greatest song we've ever played on KUPD. No, it's not. I'll be in my office. assessing friendships. All right. This one's for Ma Kettle over there at ESPN.com. Girl turning boy, going to start. And you know what? If you're this, a good point was made on email about the sports reporter at ESPN going from a girl to a boy. And again, I think it's the greatest career move you can make in 2022 because If you love sports, the last thing you want to do for 20 years is watch women's sports. So the only way to get to go to the men's games is to switch out. And she's done it. And it's brilliant. So now she gets to cover all the men's sports because,
and
good
she's
Lord.
She's like, I've been doing that for 3 years. Where's the
20
the
years.
Stepping stone?
20 years of college basketball by girls is enough to drive me to cut my genitals off, too. Oh, man. If you said, John, that's a sentence worse than death.
He or might explode.
Firing squad or 20 years of girls' college basketball. You're like, bring the seven men in with the hoods on. I'll take the shots. Sideline reporter for Monday Night Football, or you got to change genders. Or you watch nothing but girls' college basketball. Oh, my God. Get the doctors in here immediately. A fate worse than death.
Anyway. Here are the sidelines of Sergio Dick.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.